Would the State Affairs Committee come to order, please? This is the Senate State Affairs Committee. It is, what is today, Thursday, the April 6th. It's approximately 3:35 in the afternoon. All members of the committee are present. We have one item on our schedule for today. It is House Bill 12. We have the two prime sponsors here, or two of the prime sponsors here. Are you going to tag team? Come on up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for taking this bill. This is a bill, House Bill 12.
Need to state your name just for the record.
Certainly. I'm Max Gruenberg. I represent House District 20.
And Representative Bob Lynn, House District 31, Anchorage.
Thank you.
We very much appreciate your scheduling this bill. It is a bill that makes it a crime to drive while you're watching a DVD, a television, or something like that. And it arose out of an incident that I think most of you will recall on the highway down to Girdwood, where somebody allegedly was watching a DVD and two people died. Ultimately, that person was acquitted, and I'm just using that as an example of what might occur. It basically provides that if you're driving a motor vehicle and the motor vehicle has a TV, video monitor, portable computer, or anything similar that can be seen while you're driving, and that it is operating and you're watching it, that it's operating, then you will violate this new section. And on page 2, it's a misdemeanor if any of those, if you do it. It's a class A misdemeanor. It's a class C felony if you cause physical injury and you're doing it. And if it's a serious physical injury, it's a class B felony, and it's a class A felony if it causes the death of another person. And this is like a vehicular homicide, negligent homicide. It basically, in the legal sense, Mr. Chair, makes this kind of behavior negligent in and of itself. And so it eases the burden of proof. You don't have to show the person was negligent in doing it. If they're doing it and they're driving, that's in and of itself negligent. And it's not necessarily going to be easy to prove, because people can always say they weren't doing it, but there may be other witnesses, there may be physical evidence showing that this was on and operable, and frankly, hopefully, this will make people drive more safely. In subsection B, at the bottom of page 1, it makes it a Class A misdemeanor to install or equip the vehicle so that with a display that allows the display to be visible while the vehicle is in motion and the driver is able to watch it. Subsection C make a number of exclusions, portable cell phones, a number of different types of equipment, audio equipment, vehicle information equipment, navigation, global positioning, maps, and information that allows you to see the vehicle television monitor behind. So these big RVs, you can't drive unless you have a TV monitor in that. We're going to hear, hopefully, today from a representative of the taxi cab industry. I hope that you have been given, Heather, have we given out yet? So you'll have an amendment there that is to exempt commercial equipment, because taxi cabs have these computers now to tell the cab driver where to go. Or if there's another cab driver who's in trouble, they flash it on the screen so that they can assist each other. And also truckers are starting to get this equipment. And this equipment is very fast evolving, and it's hard to keep up with the latest version, but this bill was based on model legislation prepared by the industry. I understand very similar legislation has been passed in California. We held extensive hearings in the House State Affairs Committee, and it went through a number of drafts, and then made a number of improvements, and then we took it up, and both Representative Lynn and I are on that committee and were involved with it. We took it up in House Judiciary Committee and made some more changes, and then this latest thing from the commercial drivers, I think, will be a big help, too. It enjoys large bipartisan support, and I hope that it will meet with your approval, Mr. Chair, and the members of the committee. It's just good safety legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from members? Senator Elton.
Thanks, Mr. Chair, and Representative Lynn or Representative Grunberg. On page 2, the list of exceptions at the top, I want to make sure that I understand the implications of this, because I may have a vehicle that is in violation. The first is under 2B. It says vehicle information or controls related to speed, fuel level, battery charge, and other vehicle safety or equipment information. Would climate control be covered by other equipment information?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and then, Mr. Chair, if I a question. What if you have equipment that does all of A and B? I mean, can the equipment only do A?
No.
Or only do B? It can do A and B together.
Correct.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
And by the way, it's perfectly okay if you have a TV monitor that can be seen by people other than the driver. Senator Seekins and I were talking last night, and apparently in Ford's, they now have it so that you can, the kids can see it in the back seat. That's perfectly legal, and that's definitely not what we're after here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Backseat drivers.
Okay, and in my packet here, I've got CEA State Law Survey, Television and Videos in Motor Vehicles, September 2004. And it's got here, and TV must not be visible to the driver. It's got an X, but it says administrative regulation. So we currently have administrative regulation.
We have a regulation, yes. The regulation only makes it, it's like a speeding thing. It's only a violation, which is considered not a crime. You can get points on your driving, and it's only up to a $300 fine. By the way, this is Michael Busey of my staff, my legislative assistant, who's worked a lot on this, if you need technical information.
Okay.
But this really beefs up the purposes to beef it up.
Other questions? Senator Wagner.
Well, I'll just say I've had a lot of experience looking at chart recorders, GPS, things of that nature on my boat, as well as driving vehicles with mapping GPSs in them and everything else. And I don't think it's safe to even look at those when you're driving. I mean, a person that's driving safely would pull over to the side trying to use a map on a GPS system or anything on mapping his car. So I don't know how far we go in this, because it only takes that long to cause a fatality in a traffic accident. It just, you're distracted for that long. It isn't that you go over the line, somebody else may come over the line and hit you. So I'll probably vote for the bill, but I just think, I don't know how far you go to start child-proofing the world, I guess is what I'd have to say.
Okay. Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This has some similarities. I remember, Bob, I think you and I are doing a driver's license bill.
Yes.
That there are some things that are in regulation that we were codifying. I guess there was some question about, you know, the transfer back and forth. Is this different than that? The regulations are not adequate.
Senator, there is a regulation now, but it only makes it a traffic offense. This will make it a felony if you cause an injury, or a Class A felony if you cause a death. It really strengthens it, because if you're doing this, it really is negligence per se, in the legal sense, in and of itself. You shouldn't have to also show that you're negligent. If you show you're doing it and it causes you have an accident and it causes a death, that is enough to lead to these penalties, and it's for an ease improve.
So.
Go ahead.
Follow up in a little different tone. And if I have a my portable computer setting and I'm listening to the audio on it, screens up, setting, that's okay?
No, it's not. It says here, and we're looking at here on page 1, line 9, if you plug in your portable computer and it has a screen, you won't be able to do that while you're driving, because you've got to concentrate on your driving. You can't be doing typing and driving.
Yeah, no, but you can listen to CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, audio, yes. It's visual.
Right.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about, you know. Yeah.
I guess which gets me to the next part in the audio. I mean, I noticed that you excluded, and I might recommend that you include it, but could you give me your thoughts on you excluded cell phones? Your thoughts of that, which is, some make the case it's equally distracting.
Yes. Well, it was a political decision. I felt it would be very controversial to put cell phones into this bill. I think that should be a subject of another bill. Frankly, I'm glad you asked that question, because a growing number of states are now making it illegal when a young person has a provisional license to be listening to the cell phone while you're driving. And I've thought seriously of seeing if some bill like that could be introduced next year for people who have provisional licenses. When they don't have full licenses, they should be concentrating.
Through the chair, one thing, this bill primarily is directed toward visual devices of some kind, while a cell phone is audio, oral device. So one is listening, the other is looking.
Yeah, I guess my thought is that, as you said, there was one accident in Alaska that, though it was catastrophic, there's only one accident that had something that had a visual connotation to it that's documented. Are there more, or?
I think you'll see in the through the chair, I think you'll see in the packet that people have been observed, and maybe even some of you have observed people watching TVs while they're driving. That would be a violation. That would be a misdemeanor, even if they don't cause an accident. That happens to be, that case in Alaska was the first time somebody was prosecuted for homicide for doing this. First time in the country. But people, as we have more and more of these visual displays, this is going to become very tempting for a lot of people to do. And I thank God that we don't have more. I mean, we're just lucky that we haven't had some serious accidents.
Right. But iPods and things of that nature, which, I mean, I've just listened to the discussions of people, which may be the equivalent of a cell phone, other than you just listening to it, and you watch people in the in their gyration they're going through, which you could make a case. I'm just, in the practicality of the people I've listened to, you could probably make a better case for a cell phone, in my mind, today, at this moment, than you could for the video piece, based on the occurrence and how many cell phones are out there. I am not advocating banning cell phones.
Well, Kelly Wolf had a bill to do that, and it came to the House State Affairs Committee 2 years ago. You remember that, Bob. And it was extremely controversial. And I just don't know. I mean, I would hate to burden this bill down with that, because I'm afraid that it would, the tail would wag the dog. I think at the very least we should seriously consider what the other states are doing with people who have provisional licenses.
Senator Elton.
Two questions, one of them prompted by Senator Huggins' question. I mean, the new iPods now, you play the music and you have this little screen that shows the music video. I mean, I'm assuming that if you have an iPod that shows a music video and you're listening, you're listening to that you're committing a misdemeanor.
Not unless it's installed in the car.
So if it's in your lap or in
your hand. If it's a totally portable thing, you see, in that case, I'm looking at page 1, line 9. the vehicle wouldn't have the equipment. You would have it in your hand. It's a portable thing. If it were attached to the vehicle, then it would be illegal. That was the distinction we made, and it was just in an effort, as I said to Senator Huggins, so that we didn't get into a very controversial political thicket. I think that if we're going to do that, we need to look at that separately.
Just if I could just ask, then why would portable computer, seems like the video screen on an iPod would be no different than a portable computer that's playing a DVD movie. Neither of them are attached to the vehicle, but they have that visual that controls your eye, you know.
Well, that's a good point. If you wished to put that into the bill, I would consider that a friendly amendment. You know, we just hadn't done it. And if you wanted to put the iPods in, we could redraft the section to do that.
Well,
I just didn't want to kill the bill with kindness.
The language that says, or any other similar means to create a visual display visible to the person, would that not cover my iPod that's on the dashboard in a holder?
I would say probably not. In a criminal statute, the courts read very narrowly to protect the accused. And I don't think in either case, if it's not attached or plugged in, you could say that the vehicle has it. And if you wanted to broaden it to include these other things, I'd ask my co-prime sponsor, but I wouldn't have any objection. I just wanted to keep this simple. But if the committee is willing to do that, I don't have a problem.
And Senator Elton, I'm sorry, you had a second question.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. And this is probably for my own edification, but page 2, subsection B, beginning on line 13.
Line 13.
13.
There probably is a definition of an emergency vehicle, but I think of ambulances and fire trucks. But it is a trooper car that's on the highway an emergency vehicle also?
Yes.
So their computer use would be allowed while driving. It's
absolutely.
Even in a non-emergency situation.
Absolutely. Yes. It's an authorized emergency vehicle. I think that's from the Model Act, but very definitely. I'm not aware of whether there is a definition of, quote, authorized emergency vehicle, but I guess this dialogue's part of the legislative history now. I mean, it's certainly police cars, ambulances, fire trucks, anything like that. I'm not talking about a tow truck, although potentially with the new amendment here, a tow truck might well qualify under that if it has a computer. But here, the answer to your question is yes.
Okay, and just kind of a follow-up. An authorized emergency vehicle then would be a registered vehicle that belongs to a private ambulance service?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay. Senator Huggins?
Yeah, this may be a little bit of a left-handed question, but if I'm reading the newspaper, I'm not violating this.
You're reading the newspaper?
If I'm reading the newspaper, I'm not violating this.
No.
If I'm reading the phone book.
No. Not this bill. I mean, there may be other things you should do.
But if you're watching Sex and the City on your TV, you are.
Yeah.
Or you ought to be.
You know, Mr. Chair, your members are
get it.
Going in a direction here, focusing more on the driver's behavior than what's in the vehicle. And if you wish to make this bill include that behavior, I don't have a problem. I hadn't done it so far, but I don't want you to think I would oppose such an amendment. I wanted to be careful and not to create a bunch of animosity. But if you wanted to do it, I certainly wouldn't oppose it.
Any other questions? We do have a couple of people on teleconference. First of all, let's go to Dean Paul with the Alaska Yellow Cab Company. Mr. Paul, are you online?
Yes.
Would you go ahead with your testimony, please?
Sure. Alaska Yellow Cab is the only computerized dispatch service in Alaska. We're by far the largest cab company in Alaska also, and we've had this system installed since 1999. It has various features, safety features for drivers, GPS positioning is among one of them, plus the emergency switch operation. It's absolutely critical for our business. In fact, if this bill was to be passed in its present form, it would probably put us out of business. I feel we need to have an exclusion made for taxi cab dispatch, delivery service dispatch, package delivery. This industry is advancing at a very rapid rate, and in fact, Alaska is a little bit behind in that area because in the lower 48, just about every delivery or trucking service or taxi cab service are in one way or another going to computerized dispatching. Safety, one of the big reasons why they're doing it, but the ability to manage roads and fleets is also another ability of this system. Our computers, they're not really a computer, they're a dispatch system, but I guess you could call them a computer because they do have a processor in them. They're mainly more like a gauge in a car. They do have the feature of being able to guide you to a trip if you don't know the address. It does have that feature, as well as it has information for the driver as far as who's booked into what zones and what their position is in the zone, as well as emergency messages that come across the screen. They're like short emergency messages in the case a cab is in trouble. If a computer will automatically send out a message to the other cars notifying that there's a car that's in emergency mode, basically requesting their assistance to check out and make sure the driver's okay. Since this system has been installed, there has not been a single taxi fatality in Anchorage as far as the driver due to a violent crime. And in fact, the crimes against cab drivers have dropped significantly. So I don't know how many lives we've saved. All I know is that I think in 98, I think there was, what, two drivers that were killed in 1997, and there's been multiple drivers before that, but the last 7 years, it's been nice. We've been able to afford a lot of that, so taking the carriers out of the cab, I think, would be a major hindrance as far as safety for the drivers themselves. I did send in some language that I thought should be added to the bill, but I'm not speaking per se on behalf of the delivery service businesses, but I think they do fall under this too, and I think if they knew about this, they probably would voice some opinions, you know, getting some exclusionary features in this bill.
Okay, thank you. We do have some language here in the amendment that would incorporate the equipment in cabs and also delivery vehicles, and certainly FedEx and UPS drivers. And I know my father-in-law is a long-distance truck driver in the lower 48, and everything is monitored via satellite, and his instructions and whatnot are sent to a computer on board via satellite. So I think the language of this amendment would cover all of that.
I have one more thing here. Our systems do not play videos, can't watch TV. You're not able to do normal things that would be a big distraction, and it's more like a gauge. It's mounted high, you know, on the dashboard so that a driver can actually glance at the screen in the event there is something he needs to see. I don't think it's ever caused any accidents or any distraction, and in fact, I believe that our system has reduced the amount of accidents. You know, concentrating on a voice radio and trying to bid on a position constantly is very nerve-wracking, and having
the
computer just
beep
that when you go, it's
kind of nice. Okay, thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you for your comments. We also have Martha Moore. Ms. Moore, are you online? Oh, I'm sorry, you're here. Let me just see if there's any other questions for the prime sponsors. Representative Greenberg.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Dean, are you there? Mr. Paul?
Yes.
Just for the record, the amendment UA.1 was taken from Mr. Paul's letter,
and I read it, what my handwritten draft was, but I'd like, just for the record, if I may, Mr. Chair, to read him the exact language to make sure that he feels comfortable with this. May I read that to him?
Sure, that would be fine.
Okay. It would include a subsection 3, excuse me, it would include, yes, a subsection 3, computerized, this would be excluded, computerized equipment installed and used in commercial vehicles with the principal design, comma, configuration, comma, and function for use in vehicle dispatching exclusively for passenger transport or freight or package delivery, period. Is that agreeable with you? Does that meet your needs?
Yes, I believe it does.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll have Martha Moore come forward.
For the record, my name is Martha Moore, and I'm Trauma Registry Coordinator in the Division of Public Health, the Department of Health and Social Services. And the department supports HB 12 as an important contribution in our ongoing mission of preventing serious injury of Alaskans in the state. And I appreciate the work the sponsors have done so far to fine-tune this bill and make it as effective as possible and to avoid unintended consequences. I just want to give a few facts to support our position on HB 12. In 2002, most of the vehicle crashes were due to what the Department of Transportation calls human factors, as recorded on traffic accident reports. The number one human factor contributing to crashes was unsafe speed, which was cited 20% of the time, and number two was driver inattention, which was cited 18% of the time. Number three is failure to yield, and that was 13%, and drugs and alcohol, 6%. And these four human factors have been the top four since 1994. But the difference between now and 1994 is that the alcohol factor has thankfully decreased and the distraction factor has increased. And driver distraction and inattention has also increased as a factor in fatal crashes as well, which is cited in about 10% of fatal collisions. The development of electronic devices for use in motor vehicles is a rapidly growing field. Manufacturers have been working to develop safety features to minimize driver distraction in relation to these devices. However, the research and development for these safety features is lagging behind customer demand. Consequently, more and more customers are installing their own entertainment systems and bypassing or disengaging the safety devices. Lastly, I just want to say that 38 states have legislation banning front seat entertainment systems, and 12 states have laws pertaining to televisions and monitors in motor vehicles. Thank you.
Do you have an opinion on page 2, line 14, where there are references to emergency vehicles, if there is an existing statutory definition that should be or could be referenced?
As to the definition of an emergency vehicle?
Right.
I don't, off the top of my head, I would be happy to provide that.
Okay. It just seems like from past action, I believe there's one somewhere in the statutes, whether it would encompass everything here or not, I'm not sure, but anyway. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, those are the only people that we had signed up to testify. Is there anybody else online or here in June that wishes to testify on House Bill number 12? Seeing none, we do have the one prepared amendment before us. Is there a discussion on the amendment? Senator Wagner?
I'm just going to offer the amendment.
Senator Wagner offers what will be amendment number 1. Senator Elton?
I object, just for the purpose of a short discussion. We may need the sponsors back up. First of all, I think a technical change to the amendment. I think the first part of the amendment, lines 1 and 2, I think on page 2, line 3, it should say delete or rather than insert or, because there is a rule there that is extraneous if we add number 3.
May I just have a minute to gather my wits?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And then...
So that, actually, Senator Elton, that would just be a technical correction. So if all the members would just scratch out there on line two of the amendment, the insert and put delete, that's obviously a drafting error in the amendment.
And then a couple of questions. And I'm going, I apologize to the sponsors because this is going to reflect my age. I mean, I'm of an age where I thought technology wouldn't get better than an IBM Selectric. So two semi-technical questions, and I feel somewhat empowered asking these of Representative Gruenberg, who goes over things with a fine...
It may be. Do we still have Mr. Dean Paul on the phone, too?
Mr. Paul, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay.
Okay. And I think it would
in case we need to get back to you with a question.
I think it would be helpful to have him there. First of all, I mean, does computerized equipment restrict it too much? And would we be better off just saying equipment that is designed? Because, I mean, for example, I don't know if computerized is an appropriate adjective for a GPS system that provides a map, for example. This is a question that demonstrates that I'm not technologically adept, I think.
This was Mr. Paul's language. I think it should be in, because otherwise it could be any kind of equipment. Equipment installed and used with the design configuration and function for use in dispatching. I tend to think it should be in there, but could we ask Mr. Paul, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Paul,
or, Representative Lynn said maybe electronic equipment. Mr. Paul, this was his language.
Mr. Paul, do you have an opinion one way or another on the use of the word computerized?
You could probably change that to graphical, because graphical tends to denote a screen or a monitor or video graphical. That may be more appropriate.
Or display equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe display.
Display, yeah. Graphical display.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think there may be some of this that's not graphic. It could be language, which isn't graphic. I would say display equipment.
And if I may, I might suggest put the word electronic or something like that.
Electronic display.
You're not talking about a blackboard or something.
And Mr. Chair, just one other question that, again, may show how far behind the times I am technologically. I mean, when on line seven, when it says with the principal design for design configuration function for use in a vehicle dispatching exclusively for passenger transport or freight or package delivery, I wonder if we're not opening up a loophole in which next year you can get you can get an add-on, or you can upgrade your equipment to also have internet access to non-commercial sites, for example.
Again, this was Mr. Paul's language, but I think we should probably delete the word principal. What do you think, Mr. Paul?
I think that would be fine, but I honestly, I believe that it is good to have a limitation where you can't put, DVDs. I am on the same equipment. So that might be something you may want to consider, because that could be a way that someone could get around this law. So you might put some language in it that restricts the ability to play DVDs, regular DVDs that people rent.
I'm having trouble. Are you on some kind of a portable phone or something there?
No, I'm not a speaker phone, but I can take it off.
Yeah. Is that better?
Yes, when you have it on speakerphone, sometimes we get some distortion. So.
Oh, okay. I think it would be appropriate, to put some limits that the equipment does not play DVDs or, media that is used for in the commercial industry for, watching movies. Currently, our equipment doesn't do that, and I'm not aware of any equipment designed for dispatching that does that, but. I'm not saying that couldn't happen down the road, but currently I'm not aware of that, in the system yet.
No, no.
But the technology is changing so rapidly, who knows what they're going to come out with next? We don't even know.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what, and this is good discussion. The bill goes to judiciary next, but rather than run the risk of getting caught up in judiciary, I'd like to, I want to find out if there is an existing definition of emergency vehicle that we should make reference to. We've got this amendment with some questions on the amendment. I would prefer that we work this into a CS and have it come back to the committee with these questions answered. I'd hate to go from computerized to a digital display or visual display, and then the drafters say, well, that causes another problem. So I'd like just a little bit of time to work on this. Are there any other issues the committee members or the prime sponsors have to bring to Senator Wagner?
I just got a question, and I apologize if you have the information in here. I've been dealing with something called PPT here lately and haven't had a great deal of time to read my information, but did you find any statistics on other accidents in the state of Alaska or the U.S. as to other distractions and the deaths they cause on the roads? I'm sure there are some statistics on that.
So did your statistics break out mascara application?
I've seen them driving in California, putting on lipstick at 70 miles an hour, reading books. I mean, there got to be other deaths from other distractions, all I'm saying.
I would.
You know there are.
Excuse me.
Cell phone use, stuff like that. I'd just be interested in.
Excuse me. Did you hear?
Yeah, I did.
You have to come forward so your voice is on. This is Martha Moore again.
Pull up the chair there. Just join us.
Yeah, I know that there's information out there because, I mean, I have from time to time heard statistics on that. For example, even hands-free cell phone use increases your risk of a car crash 4 times. That statistic I've actually heard cited in the news. I just have one thing here that that has been given in testimony before is that in 2002, a Gallup survey of distracted and drowsy driving attitudes and behaviors found that 22% of causes that led to a crash were the result of dealing with technology within the vehicle. The technology included cell phones, beeper, in-car navigation systems, GPS, internet, email, radios, etc. So that's, I know that all of those things are, are distracting and put you at higher risk for crashes. And I think you know that as well.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions? Senator Wagner?
I guess my point was, I guess we're just, and you said this first, we're just taking care of one of the items that causes these crashes because they are caused by other incidences of other technologies being used. So that was my point.
Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, ma'am, I missed your name.
Martha Moore.
Martha Moore.
Sorry, Martha. Yeah. Martha, just this brings to mind to me that looking at the DOT statistics on some of the safety quarters have been proposed, and I've seen nothing in the statistics as far as the cause that was broken down beyond alcohol and drugs. I guess since you have some statistics and done some research, I would encourage you to call DOT in their business of safety quarters on roadways.
Oh, safety. Didn't you have a bill on the floor on that today?
Because, I mean, it's obviously a rising tide that we need to pay attention to, and I would hope that in the future it would be part of our statistical capturing. We have people that are safety people that we pay full time to do that sort of thing. No. That's a little bit of an aside.
Senator Elton.
Just I think just something for the committee and something for the sponsors to think about as we develop a committee substitute is that I think we need to visit the issue of the iPod with the video screen because it depends on how you how you define connected to the vehicle. Many iPods plug into your vehicle stereo system, and it would, under most definitions, I think, fall under the attached to the car kind of thing. And so it's an issue that I think we may have to make a decision on as on whether or not that should be allowed or should not be allowed. If it's an iPod with the little screen that shows the music videos while you're driving.
Mr. Chair, I'm kind of acting as a secretary here. If you're watching, I'm looking at my screen. If you would like me to draft amendments, I can do it.
I believe
or do you. But I need
you
to know
that.
You can contact me individually, or if the committee wants to make a committee decision. What do you, gentlemen, lady, wish me to do?
I would prefer that we just work on a CS through the committee aid. And so we know there's the issue there of iPod, and we can deal with the drafters on whether there's a way of incorporating that. We've got, we'll look for a referenced emergency vehicle in the statute that gives some definition there on that. And we've got the pending amendment, and we will just try to incorporate, polish up the language on the amendment and incorporate that. So I think we've got the three things going. But between now and next Tuesday, if you identify something else, or any of the committee members, if they would just work through Heather, we can hopefully come back with a CS that incorporates everything and can be adopted quickly.
Do you want to go down the road of dealing with cell phones in this bill?
No, and I promise I'll pull over when I take a call myself.
And the co-sponsor does not want to go down that road either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no, I think we need to try and keep it focused, because I know that that's a whole different set of arguments. There's the hand-free cell phones. There's all kinds of stuff that you get into there. So, okay, with that then, I think we will set this aside, and it would be my plan to bring it back before the committee next Tuesday. We have noticed a meeting next Tuesday, but not Thursday. We have the governor's bill dealing with municipal assistance and revenue sharing that I'd like the committee to just have that introduced to the committee next week. And is that the only one?
No.
Oh, and a couple of confirmation hearings of new names that were forwarded to the committee. So with that, that finishes our agenda for today, and we will adjourn, and we have the meeting scheduled then next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.